Okay, we're continuing after a few weeks off in Shira Shira, and we're in the middle of the fourth chapter. We were on Pasuk Dalet, and in the main text, and we didn't quite finish Pasuk Dalet, and we didn't do the review. Again, just to recap, the Tzror HaMor has made the commentary in two sections. The first section is the more elaborate commentary. Second section is the briefer points. So I guess when you do it every Erev Shabbos, you do the second half and it's the briefer points. So we do both commentaries. So the last time we met, we did Pasuk Dalet. We almost did the full commentary on Pasuk Dalet in the main text. So what I'll do is we'll just go to the review commentary in Dalet, and then we'll go back and do that little part we didn't finish. So in the review part, we're on page Kuf Lamed Ches. Kuf Lamed Ches. Okay. This chapter is all Hashem's response to the Jewish people, why he is not bringing the Geula to the Jewish people and why he did in Egypt. And in Egypt, we were much more meritorious. And also, he is saying, you don't have to worry about the suffering because the tzaddikim are able to take the suffering. And the tzaddikim become even better through the suffering. So again, on page Kuf Lamed Ches, Pasuk Dalet, it's a right-hand side of the page. So he's describing the tzaddikim as Kemigdal David Tzavarech, like the Tower of David is your neck. And we said that the tzaddikim are like the neck. Banui l'talpios, they are built to teach. Elef hamogein toli olav, 1,000 shields are suspended from him, and also are suspended from him kol shilte hagiborim, all the quivers of the soldiers. So let's look at the briefer commentary on page Kuf Lamed Ches, lower part of the page. Kemigdal David tzavorech, hatzadikim shebachem, the tzadikim that are amongst you, she'enem nichnoim, they don't subjugate themselves, lehishtach avos lavoda zora, to bow down to idols. Machmas hayisurim shoysam agoyim, in spite of the fact that the non-Jews will torture us, they will still not capitulate and worship idols. So those tzadikim, domim heim, they can be compared to lemigdal David, to the Tower of David. That is Haboni l'talpios. Literally, it means it's built to teach. Talpios from the word aluf, aleif, to teach. Lilmod, and what are they teaching? Lilmod mimenu tsuras noi malachto, to teach from it the shape of the beauty of his service. Vehem gam heim mahavim dugma, they also become a role model. Lalame deshara, to teach the rest of the people. Shaloli spatot lavodat zorah, to not be seduced into worshiping idols. So that's what they're built to teach. V'chein medamis atzadikim, he also compares tzadikim le'elef hamogain. The elef hamogain, again, we said is 1,000 shields, but it's referring to, as referred to, remember we said 3 weeks ago, Sheheim Hacheresh Vahamazger. These were the tzaddikim that were exiled in the exile of Yechonia that was 11 years before the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Shugiel Yisrael, that this exile happened to the Jews 11 years Beis Churban HaBayis HaRishon, before the first temple was destroyed. Why did that happen? They were sent earlier into the exile of Bavel to set up yeshivas already, so when the Jews would come in, Shol Tishtakech Torah, the Torah should not be forgotten from them. Okay, so that's the Elef Hamogain.
It's kind of like Yosef going first to Mizrach.
Yes, ve'aleim hoyu, and upon them were tolio love, suspended upon him kol shiltei gibarim, all the quivers of the warriors. Meaning to say, b'melchamta shel Torah, we're talking about the war of Torah. Shibaladim, that without them, the Torah would have been forgotten, God forbid, from the Jewish people. Ukamo Cain, similarly, kol ha-talmidei chacham v'tzadikim shebederaseinu, and therefore all the tzadikim and scholars in our generations, saying even now, is saying the Tzror HaMor, heim kamo ha-cheresh v'amazger, they're like that group that called the cheresh v'amazger, shakol toli alem, everything rests, depends on them. In spite of all that, they'm lokim biyisurim kaidim lakulam, but they get the sufferings before everyone else. As we shall see, now we go back to the main commentary, and we're going to do the two lines that I didn't get to. I didn't want us to turn the pages back so many times. So now we go back to page Samach Gimel. Sorry for all the flip-flopping along over here. On page Samach Gimel, that's the left-hand side of the page. So the Tzor HaMor is the middle commentary. We're on the words Tolui Olav, which is 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom of the Tzor HaMor commentary, where we said that there were 1,000 shields suspended upon him. So now we get the deeper commentary. Nimsa, it's found Shatol Aleim, that it depends on them. What depends on them? Shilte HaGiborim, the quivers of the soldiers. Kol Shilte HaChitzim Shalagiborim, all the quivers of the arrows of the soldiers, b'melchamta shel Torah, with the war of Torah, ki al yadam nishar limud haTorah b'chlasov, because through them there remains the learning of Torah that happens to the Jewish people. V'chein heimat tzaddikim v'atalmid chachamim shebechol dor v'dor, and this is the tzaddikim and the talmid chachamim in every generation. Ki al yadam shel harishayim, because through the wicked, evil people, hein lokin kodim l'chol, they are hit before everyone else. Kamo shenemar, as it says in Yechezkel, umikdashai teichelu, and it will begin from my mikdash. And what does that mean, my mikdash? It means from my holy people. Footnote 21 at the bottom brings a famous Gemara, because we did do 20 before. If you look at that footnote, 21 tells us the famous Gemara, which we'll look inside. It's Gemara in Shabbos. But very bottom line, Damar Rav Acha Brei Rav Chanina, Rav Acha, but the son of Rav Chanina says, Me'olam lo yotzeso mida tova, there never came out a good characteristic or good promise. Next page, Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Hashem, who v'chazer bo l'ra chutz v'davar zeh. There was never a good promise that Hashem made that he retracted on. He always made good on his promises, except for this one. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem Elov." Hashem said to this, is talking to the malachim over there. Avor besocha ir, go and mix the city. Besoch Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. V'hativisa tav al matzchos hanashim hanechonim v'hanadnokim al kol ha'toevos hanasus besocha, and put upon them a tuff on their foreheads, because of all their sighing and suffering for all the abominations that happened. In other words, the tzaddikim, in other words, before the angel of death is going to come, Hashem wants to send an angel of mercy to put on their forehead a sign that angel of death will not come and allow them to be killed. Why? These are the tzaddikim who were suffering because they were upset and they were not happy with the spiritual decline of the people. So they don't deserve to be killed. So this was the promise Hashem made, so to speak, that the tzaddikim should not die during the destruction of the temple. Okay. Now, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gavriel. So what is this? This was the pasuk. Now the Gemara is going to explain the pasuk now. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gavriel. Hashem said to the Malach Gavriel, Lech v'reshom al mischa shel tzaddikim tuf shel dayo. Go and put a mark on the foreheads of tzaddikim, the letter tuf, made out of ink. Shlo yishlu b'hem alachavo. The destructive angel should not be able to touch them. V'al mischa shel rafshayim tuf shel dam. But on the other hand, on the forehead of the wicked, a tuf of blood. Kidei sheyishlu b'hem alachavo. So they meant the destructive angel should kill them. So know which one. You know, every what do you call it? Every bullet has a target.
His address.
Has his address. Yes. So Hashem was making the addresses now. The addresses where the bullets, well, where the arrows go. Every arrow has an address too.
What does the Tuf stand for?
Tichya or Tammuz. Okay. Tichya, live. Tammuz, die. But if it's made out of ink, that means it should stay. Blood's blood. You're going to die out of blood. Anyway, fine, but that didn't turn out that way. Is all the Gemara. Amra midas hadin. So the attribute of justice said lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu before Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Why are you separating between these and those? Amar lo, Hashem said, I'll tell you why. Halol tzaddik gemor. These are complete righteous people. Valo rishon gemor. These are completely evil people. Amar lefanav. So the angel of the prosecuting angel said, Rabbi Shalaylam, Hayibadim limchas lamicha. Why didn't tzaddikim protest? They did not protest. Amar lo, Hashem said, Golavi avoy lefanav. It's known and revealed before me, says Hashem. Hashem testifies. If they protested, they would not accept it. They wouldn't listen anyway. So there was no need for them. Amra Levanov says the prosecuting angel, Rabbi Shalom, Im Lufanecha Golulahem, even though it may be revealed before you. Again, Im Lufanecha Golui, Lohem mi Goli, but to them was it revealed? They didn't know that they weren't going to accept it. The tzaddikim did not know the Rishon would not accept the rebuke. Hashem, you know the future. They don't know the future. That's the rest of the pasuk that says, So Cain, Bachur, Upsula, Taf, and Oshim. The elderly, the young, the virgin, the little children, the women, Tarogo, kill them all. Lamashka is to the destruction. V'kalish v'ish asher alav atov altikshu umiktashai techelu. You're going to go umiktashai, and from my holy ones techelu you will start. Uksiv and the pasuk tak says v'yachalu banoshim asakenu shalvei. It's start from the elders. Tana Rav Yosef altikshu umiktashai. Don't read it mere as miktashai, my holy sanctuary. Elamikudashai, but those who are sanctified. Elu b'dayadim shikima satera kula me'alef ve'atof. Those people who kept the Torah from alef to tof, that's where it starts from. So that's where Hashem, the only place where Hashem changed his mind, as it were. He wanted to save the tzaddikim, but because they did not protest, they suffered. So that's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. That although they're the elef hamogain, those are the ones that keep Torah going in the exile. They're the ones who build up the yeshivas. On the other hand, on two levels, they're the ones that the suffering starts from. And you see this historically. I think I mentioned it 3 weeks ago as well. Whenever when the Nazis, Yimach Shemo, came in, the first thing they did, the first thing is they went to the tzaddikim to embarrass them and shame them. So even though, so they're the great, but they don't give up their Yiddishkeit. So what Hashem is saying, no matter how bad the suffering will be, don't worry, we got the tzaddikim are going to hang on, and they're not going to give in. So we'll make it somehow, no matter what. So you see how great the tzaddikim, when you sign up for this job as being the Talmud Chacham and what to teach, you know what you get. Your reward is you get killed first, you get tortured first. You when you rebuke, the people hate you. When you don't rebuke, Hashem punishes you. And then they still teach Torah, and they still keep the Yiddishkeit going. Okay, now that we've done all that, we can begin the new pasuk. Pasuk, hey. It's not a good job. Being a rabbi is not a job for a good Jewish boy. if you're looking for nachas, don't have your son. It's not that kind of nachas. Okay, what's going to happen in the next pasuk? The Shekhinah is going to continue to praise the Jewish people as they were in the times of Egypt. And because they were so good then, that's why I did all the things to get them out of their golus earlier than what happened now. And this is a constant theme that you have. So he continues and says,
Rabbi,
yes.
They're one step away from being absorbed, from being gone. What did they do so good there in Egypt?
Well, we've discussed many things, and we're going to continue to discuss more. So we'll see. We've discussed a lot over these chapters. We've got to review a little bit. We discussed that. Remember, they did say Nasa v'nishma. We'll do and we will listen. No matter what you tell us, we're going to listen. That was a very good thing. They did many good things. So, and they went into the desert without asking any questions, even though they didn't.
Not all of them.
Well, all the rank and file did. The ones who left. The ones who didn't died. You're right. The ones who died, died. So Shem didn't do anything good for them. The ones who came out, the ones that Hashem saved, they were virtuous. And there was reasons for me to take them out. the 80% white didn't. I didn't. So don't have to ask kashas on that 80%. So
40 years later, they all died in the desert anyway. They never met.
Their children got in. Their children got in.
Anyway, okay. Yeah.
That's Yiddish and Nachas. Right,
we're
still around.
We are the.
That's a great thing. So he continues the pasuk. Shnei shodayich, your two breasts are kishnei ofarim, like two fawns. Right, we said those are baby deer or whatever. It seems there's different opinions exactly what they are, but anyway, to omei tzviya, twins of a tzvi, of a gazelle. So that's why I don't know if they're fawns exactly. Whatever, some rams. I don't know exactly.
I don't know what you call baby gazelle. But maybe they call it fawns as well.
Whatever. But anyway, but he's saying your two breasts, right, are like the two fawns, the twins of the gazelle. We'll see what this all means. Haroim bashashanim, who are pasturing amongst the roses. So what's all that mean? This is all, every pasuk is a riddle. It's much more, you get more schar than doing a Sudoku puzzle. Mm. You do a Sudoku puzzle all day long, you get zero schar in Olam Haba for it.
Yeah.
You know, the New York Times crossword puzzle, a lot of people, you know, that used to be a big Sunday thing. The huge New York Times crossword puzzle. You could spend a whole Sunday on it.
Yeah, baby gazelles are called fawns.
How do you like that?
Or calves, but fawns. Yeah, these are them.
Okay, see?
The Google Ador.
Baby gazelles are called fawns. Perfect. Anyway, so better yet, you learn Sher Shirim and figure out the crossword puzzle here. You get schar for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so let's see how the Tzror Hamor.
Remember where you learned it.
He does that. Shnei Shadayach. Hashchina midaberes. The Shchina is talking now. Vomerison is saying, Bono Ure'e. Come now and see. Kashrusha, your worthiness, your kosherness. Shailucha that you had then in the desert when the Jews went out of Egypt. Kol kach gadol haya kashrusha, your kashrus was so great. At sheshnei shadayich, until your two breasts. What does that mean? Hainu menikayich, your nurses. Vehei Moshe and Aaron. That's Moshe and Aaron. So Moshe and Aaron are referred to as the two breasts of the Jewish people, and the Jewish people suckled from their Torah and their leadership. Okay, so that's the two breasts that the Jewish people had. Kamosha anachnu, just like us, hayinu yonki mehem, just like we nursed from them. In other words, the Jewish people at that time nursed from them. But look at an interesting thing. Kamokain, similarly, heim hayu yonki meitanu. They were also nursing from us. Meaning to say, they were, remember, what is it? When you nurse a baby, what do? You're giving the baby nutrition that it should grow. So Moshe and Aaron were nursing the Jewish people, Torah and Midos, nutrition, so they should grow. But just as we were growing from them, they were growing from us. How do we know this? As you look in the brackets, as Rashi says, after the Cheda Egel, that Hashem says, Delech Raid. Go down, Hashem says to Moshe. What does it mean, go down? Klum nosati loch gedula. What greatness did I give you? Rak only bishvil shol, for the Jewish people. Why did I make you so great, Moshe? So you'd be the great teacher of the Jewish people. Now that they have sinned, you're going to go down in your levels. You're not going to have as much greatness as you need because they've sinned too. So therefore, after the brackets, in other words, so where did Moshe really get his greatness from?
From
the Jewish people. Fezer Shomer, that's what it means. Shnei Shadayich, your two breasts, Shahayu Menikim Oscha, that they were nursing you. The Hainu Moshe, who Moshe and Aaron, they are, but they were also Kishnei Afarim, like two fawns. Hayu Gamken Kishnei Afarim, like two fawns. Now, Ofer, who Ayel Bachur, so he defines as an Ayel, as really, Ayel literally means a ram, but a young ram. I don't know if that's a gazelle. I don't know. I'm really not familiar with the animal kingdom. I should be more. It's my fault. But anyway, again, the young gazelles, whatever you want to say they are, the fawns of whatever they are, hayonik shidei imo, that nurses from the breasts of his mother, right? Ukamokain, similarly, hayomosh aron kishnei afarim yonkim shayonkim meitanu. So two Moshe and Aaron, they're like the two fawns who are nursing from us. Now, why does he use an analogy to omei tzviya? The twins of the gazelle, Kiyama Ramesh, because the Medrash says like this, Shetomates the twins of a gazelle, Kivan Shapirish Echad Mehem, Midadei, Shapirish Echad Mehem, once one of them separates and does a nurse, Midadeim the Dun Nistam, it seems that both breasts stop. In other words, each one nurses on one breast. So when one stops, then I guess they both stop. Right? Kano Yamosha Aaron Im Yisrael. So were Moshe and Aaron with the Jewish people. Kasher Nirfashu Yisrael Chas V'Shalom Miyanikas HaShchina. Once the Jews stopped nursing from the Shechina, Nista Miyanikas HaShpa Afam HaMenemenikim. So too the ability for the nurses to nurse stopped.
They sort of dried up.
So that's the idea over there. So when the Jews sinned, in other words, what he's saying is, as much as Moshe and Aaron benefited the Jewish people by nursing them with Torah, mm-hmm. Moshe and Aaron benefited by being the nurses, because they were given the milk to be able to nurse. And we know the milk is an analogy to Torah, right? Because what's the gematria of milk? Why do we have milk on Shavuos? Chalav, ches, lamed, beis. Ches is what?
Eight.
Lamed is?
30.
Beis is?
Two.
Equals?
40
days Moshe was on Har Sinai. Right? So therefore, that's why we have milchiks. One of the reasons we have milchiks on Shavuos. Right? It's because that's why the analogy of the nursing mother. Because that's the Torah. So therefore, they were the ones, as much as they were the two breasts, they're like the twins of the gazelle, that they depend on us wanting to nurse too. And these people, Moshe and Aaron, were haroim bashoshanim, were shepherding the roses, literally, meaning, look at the commentary, umash zochu lio shnei shadayich umenekayich, and what was their merit that they became your two breasts and your nurses? Hurak mitam shayroim es Yisrael, only because they were shepherding the Jewish people, hanikroim lo shosham, they are called the roses, right? As we said earlier in this chapter, the rose amongst thorns, right? That's who they are. L'derech HaTov, in a good way. They were leading us in a good way. V'chol zman shayroim v'Yisrael, and as long as they were shepherding, v'ha'Yisrael holchu b'derech shayroim alich, and the Jews were going in the way the shepherds were leading them, zocholiyah shadayich u'meneikayich, so they merited to be your breasts and your nurses. So you had a wonderful people who wanted to nurse from Moshe and Aaron, who nursed them as well. So that's another reason why Hashem gave us all these amazing things to take us out of the Gaulus.
There's no king without citizens.
That's right, no king without a nom.
It's interesting, Rabbi, because it says one of the reasons that mothers stop nursing is infant demand. So when we stop...
In the lack of infant demand. Yes, exactly.
So this is the analogy.
So that is the same thing. Every rabbi of a shul... Yeah. Will only grow in his Torah to the degree that the community wants to learn.
Yes.
So when a rabbi sees a community wants to learn, it energizes him. If they're not, they want to learn, it's time for the rabbi to pick up and leave and go somewhere else, because he is going to dry out.
Yes.
That's an important message as well.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the back section to review this pasuk in pasuk Hey, which is on page Kuf Lamed Ches. So you have to have two markers here. So on the very bottom line, Od Mosiva Shechina L'Shabech Es Knesset Yisrael, the Shechina also continues to praise the Jewish people. Alamatzav Shaisa Shriya Ba'es Yitzias Yisrael, on the situation that was when the Jews went out of Egypt. Vomeres and Sedla Re'i Kashrusha, look at your kosherness, your fitness. Shahaisa L'cha, that you had then. Sheshnei Shadayach, your two breasts. Shem Shnei HaMeinikim Shalcha, that are your two nurses. Dino Moshe Aaron, which is Moshe Aaron. Hayu Kishnei Afarim to Omei Tzviya, are like the two fawns, the twins of the gazelle. Sheyoinkim Gedulasa Mimcha, they nurse their greatness from you. V'mayisa Poreshes Mianekas, and if you would stop from nursing, Hashchina Haisa Nistemes Gam Hashpa Me'aminikos, so the Shechina would stop the flow to the nurses, Shalcha. Come out to Omitzvah, like the twins of the gazelle. Shimechem emafsik lilinek. If one of them stops nursing, nistamin dariyam, the breasts stop producing. Karzach Moshe Aaron liyos hamenikim shol Yisrael. So Moshe and Aaron were worthy to be the nurses, the Jews, Mishum Shayu Kodim Lazeh, because before that, they were Haroyim Bashoshanim, the ones who shepherded the roses. Roy Mesam Yisrael Umechuvanim Umechavnim Osam L'derech HaTov. They shepherded the Jews and took them in the right place. So this really is a subtle rebuke to the Jewish people. Jewish people often say, where are our great leaders? And the answer is, the leader can only be as good as the people. Why don't the rabbis get up and issue this decree and this decree and that decree? And why don't they take a more active role? The answer is, the community is not interested. Yeah. If they would find that they thought there were people who would listen to them, they would say it. Why aren't they teaching more Torah? Because everybody's asleep when they give the class. Or everybody's out in a kiddush club or whatever. So that's why they're not teaching. So it's a two-way street. So at that time in Egypt, when the Jews went out, it was a two-way street. The Jews were demanding to know more, and they gave them more.
Symbiotic.
As long as that happened. And then now in our generations, whenever, you know, Shlomo Melech is talking in our Golos, that demand is not as great. And therefore, that's why you're not getting redeemed so quickly. On the other hand, Pasuk Vav and Zion, Hashem will make a promise. Goes back and forth saying why we're not worthy, but still don't worry. Vav and Zion go together, where Hashem is basically going to promise, but don't worry, no matter how bad it is, you're not going to get wiped out. So Pasuk Vav, where he now says, Ad sheyavuach hayom, until the day cools, v'nasu hatzlolim, and the shadows go away, eilech li el har hamor, I will take you to har hamor, we'll see what that means, the mountain of Myr, the el givas halavona, and the high place of Lavona. What does all that mean? So Pasuk Vav explains, we're back on page Samachay. V'nasu hatzoli, meaning kehetimu l'shabeach es Yisrael. When he finished praising the Jewish people, hisrul hafticham, he now begins to promise them sheikayim bakoshtam, he will fulfill their request, shabishum, that they requested before, that we should bring the end of the exile. V'amar, he says, hinei maftiach lechem, I promise you, I will fulfill your request in the merits of your patriarchs. When? Until the day cools. Slowly, and the shadows move away. Klomer means to say, when I see, that God forbid, when the merit of the patriarchs now becomes finished, and the merits that protect them, that are nicknamed shadows. You see what he's saying? The merits of the patriarchs are our shadows. Shadows protect you. On a hot day, the shade protects you from the heat. Right? So those shadows are there, and they're still protecting us. No matter how bad it is, we're still being protected. So until those shadows go away, in other words, when I see that the merit's about to end, then I will bring forth the redemption. For Omer, and he says, Eilech li al har hamor. What does that mean? What's har hamor? The mountain of Myr. Zeh har Sinai. That's referring to har Sinai. Lasos Yisrael mekuteres mor. To make the Jews to smell nice of this mor. Kigemosh haktores mor mavriach kol arecha sarayim. Just like when they brought the ketores in the Beis HaMikdash. That had mor. Tzror mor. One of the ingredients was in it. It took away all the bad smells. Was such a powerfully good aroma, it took away the bad smells. So too, when they came to Sinai, what, remember the Jews had the taint of the original sin, which is spiritually smelly, and when they accepted the Torah at Sinai, that went away. The Zoma went away. So that's why Har Sinai is called Har Hamor, the very pleasant smelling mountain. So I will go to that mountain, Vel Givas Halavona, to the high place of Avona, which means lelabenoscho, to whiten you, ulahapech kol achatoyim l'schos, and I will turn around all your sins into merits. So what he's basically saying is, by the time this galus is going to end, if the merits are ending, and it will be the end, I will, so to speak, go back to Sinai, go back and bring the beautiful smell, and forgive you for your sins, and let's just go on to Zion, it's very short. because kulach yafarayos, you are all beautiful, my beloved. Umum embach, and you have no blemishes. Says the Shorar Mor. What does that mean? Lasoscha, to make you lios kulayaf, to make you all beautiful. So you will not have any blemish. So he's saying at the end of time, I will fix everything up and bring you back to that beauty that you once had again. Let's go to the back commentary. Just briefly go over Vav and Zayin, and that will be it for today. Back on Kuf Lamed Tes. Hashchina meshiva kan od shuva klape bekashis knas yisrael al avos agula bekarav. Hashem gives another response to what the Jews asked to bring the redemption quickly. Vakan hi ba lahavticham. Here he comes to promise them. She'ad lifnei she'afuach hayom v'nasasem. That before the night will cool, the day will cool, and the clouds or the shadows will go away. Klomer. In the time when I see, when your merits and the merits of your patriarchs will be finished, I promise, I will preempt and bring the geula, she'll not be destroyed. How will I do it? How? I will go to Mount Sinai. Shuhar Sinai. Just like the moor takes away the bad smells, so the taint of the Zuhama went away. So I will go and take away all the smelly stuff. Valgivas Halavona, and to the hill of Lavona, Lelabenoscha, to purify you, Mikol Averos, from all sins, Velasosom Kiskus, to make you meritorious. So Hashem will do all kinds of things at the end of this exile to take away all the disgusting things that are in the world and to bring us to do tshuva. Maybe the internet will go down, I don't know. And that will make you kulach yafarayasi, all be beautiful, my beloved. You'll have no blemishes. So all our blemishes that we have, Hashem will do what is necessary to take away those blemishes and bring you back to that level of what you had at Har Sinai beforehand. Okay, we'll stop it over there.